This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode Between Life and Death. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Many women conceive children through in vitro fertilization. In the simplest terms, eggs are surgically retrieved from the woman, then those eggs are fertilized in a petri dish and finally implanted into the uterus. The process is difficult, long, and expensive, and clinics usually try to create a surplus of embryos to up the chances at success. And that means that thousands and thousands of such embryos end up frozen in time. Liz Tung has more.
Jessica Ivry's been on the fence for a while now. It's a decision she tries not to think about, but every month she gets a reminder in the form of a bill.
$45 a month, and I just got a letter that it's going up to $50 a month.
For Jessica, every dollar counts. She's a single mom living in the Bay Area, which is super expensive. And to top it all off,
I'm a musician and a public music school teacher.
So Jessica's not exactly rolling in dough, and yet every month she pays a $45, soon to be $50 storage fee for a single frozen embryo, which for the past 4 years has resided at the clinic where Jessica went to get fertility treatments.
I think I'm still holding on to it because I just can't make a decision. I think that's what it is. I think it's more about my inability at this point to make a decision.
It's a significant issue. There are easily hundreds of thousands of embryos, if not more, around the United States that are frozen and waiting for some form of disposition.
That's Eric Widra. He's the medical director for a chain of fertility clinics called Shady Grove. And what he just said a second ago was disposition, as in embryo disposition, which is the official term for what people decide to do with their frozen embryos once they finish with IVF. It's a possibility patients are confronted with before they even start the process, in the form of a consent document that lays out four options for what to do with frozen embryos. One, keep them frozen in case you want more kids down the line. Two, donate them to scientific research. Three, donate them to another person or a couple trying to conceive. Or four, dispose of the embryo, which essentially involves taking it out of the freezer and letting it thaw. So those are the options. Pretty much something for everyone. Keep, dispose, or donate. But Eric says a lot of patients agonize over what to do with their remaining embryos.
They're torn because they feel a certain responsibility to these embryos. They've created them. They often went through sometimes years of pain and infertility in order to get to the point where they have children. But there's a spectrum of comfort among patients with discarding them or donating them. But I think everyone struggles a bit with how to think about these embryos.
Embryos are like the Rorschach test of the fertility world. Patients, doctors, even state laws see them as wildly different creatures with wildly different meanings. They can be tiny little lives or just bits of medical tissue. They could be considered property or, if pro-life activists have their way, an actual person. And all of that's just the baseline for how we as a culture think about embryos. It's ambiguous and messy. And it's even messier for the women and couples who have to decide what to do with them. One researcher who knows that better than most is Anne Lyerly. She's an OBGYN and bioethicist. She also teaches at the University of North Carolina's medical school. And around 2005-2006, she started interviewing fertility patients about what they were deciding to do with their frozen embryos, which at this point, surprisingly few researchers had done.
And those were really spectacular, eye-opening interviews, I have to say.
Anne says some people thought of the embryos as actual living beings. Other people thought of them as just raw biological material, but most people fell somewhere in between. But no matter where they landed, there's a feeling almost all of them shared.
Individuals felt like there was a significance to the embryo. And also for many of these individuals, there was a pretty large emotional and financial investment in them. So whatever they understood to be their responsibility and whatever they understood to be the moral status of the embryo, it had a value to them in their lives.
Which is why a lot of people felt like their options for disposition just weren't good enough. weren't respectful enough. So they came up with some of their own ideas for what a good disposal process would look like.
So one possibility women came up with was to have some kind of ceremony where they could have a quiet moment with their embryo, where they could say goodbye. The other thing that they came up with, and it was so interesting because we heard this more than once, was the idea of having the embryo put back in their body at a time that they would not be likely to get pregnant.
Anne says a lot of the women she talked to worried that people would find these ideas kind of weird, but she says they're representative of the enormous investment, financial, emotional, physical, that women go through with IVF. For Jessica Ivry, that process started in 2014. She had just hit 40, was single, and knew that she wanted kids. So she decided to try out IVF, which, for those who don't know, can be a really grueling process. And a lot of the time, it doesn't even work. Jessica remembers how she felt after her first failed round of IVF.
It's completely heartbreaking. It's all-consuming. There's no way to just, like, carry on. Everything's fine. I mean, it's painful. Even thinking about it, it's painful.
Stories like Jessica's are really common. For women 40 and older, the chance of getting pregnant with just one round of IVF is only 8%, which means a lot of them end up going through multiple rounds, some as many as 8 or 9. And remember, each round is an involved, invasive, and expensive marathon with an average cost of $12,000 per round. Anne Lyerly says the hope and desperation some women feel at the outset can make it really hard to contemplate the idea of having extra embryos when they're starting out.
What I would say is, like, when you're in the state of mind where you're thinking about wanting a baby and that every embryo is precious to you because it's possibly going to be that baby that you want, very few felt prepared to make that decision when they arrived at needing to make it.
This was Jessica's situation exactly. After months of being pumped full of hormones and medications, after spending thousands of dollars and countless hours in doctor's offices, her chances boiled down to 2 healthy embryos, one of which would be implanted and the other stored away. That first one?
Mommy.
It became her daughter.
I got chocolate, vanilla.
Her name's Esther. Jessica calls her Esty.
And what are you going to do with all of those things?
They're ice cream flavors.
The other embryo, the sole survivor of Jessica's 2 rounds of IVF, stayed in storage. But a funny thing happened after Jessica's daughter was born. She stopped thinking of the frozen embryo as just an embryo and started thinking of it as something more real.
It was so abstract then. Now I think of it like this is a full sibling to my daughter. And wouldn't it be amazing if I had another child because she could have a sibling?
It's something Jessica's been thinking about ever since her daughter was born, completing their little family with that one last embryo. But she says now that she's in her mid-40s, it's looking less and less likely that that embryo would be able to turn into a real live baby. It's just not practical, financially or physically.
So I sort of, like, secretly in the back of my head think maybe miraculously in the next 3 years, some circumstances will change, you know, and I will be able to do it. But at this point, I really don't know how it could happen. It's really sad to me to think of having the fertility clinic discard the embryo. I would much rather donate it and have someone use it.
Jessica's actually tried to find couples to adopt her embryo, but so far nothing's worked out. She says even after years of talking and thinking about it, of looking for solutions, she still has no idea what to do. So for now, she and her embryo will just continue to wait, both of them frozen in a kind of endless limbo.
That was Liz Tong reporting.